Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. Delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. Get to heapsnormal.com, chuck duty-free in at checkout to find yourself a bit of free shipping across Australia.
You sound like you need one, mate.
Mate, my voice blew out. This has never happened. On stage at the Perth gig after our podcast on Saturday night.
Was all that yelling?
Fucking threw me.
Yeah.
It never happened before. Might have to get on the heapses.
Yelling, what's your name? What do you do? And that's unbelievable when they give you an answer. You can't scream that too loud.
And the big song and dance you insisted we do at the end of the live Perth ep. Really need some vocal rest. Get a Heaps Normal in you. Heapsnormal.com. Duty free at checkout and support the boys here at MFB HQ.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the
Gulf. At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate? Sound a little rough?
Yeah,
just
I don't know.
Seem all right,
mate.
Trucking on.
I'm feeling good. Got to work. Perth, as you'll hear in the Perth app next week. Was meant to fly out 3 p.m. Friday afternoon. Land at 5 p.m. Do a show at 8:30. Flight got delayed by 6 hours. Thanks to your best mate, Alan Joyce.
Yeah.
And
what a bloke.
Yeah. Had a good time in the old lounge there, as you'll hear in next week's app.
Yep.
Didn't drink either flight. On the way there, on the way back, flew back Sunday morning. Think I'd be a good bloke. It's Mother's Day. Get home as early as possible.
Qantas again?
No, 7 a.m. Virgin flight.
Ooh, they're all getting you.
Up at 5:30, walking out of the hotel at about 5:45. Little text message from Virgin. Flight cancelled. Oh, that's good. In between that, got a call from my wife at home. I've got COVID. Oh.
Yep.
What a fucking weekend.
Sweet. Good on you, mate. Straight back into it.
Straight back into it.
That was pretty whirlwind, actually. I was in Perth for about 5 days, so I really enjoyed myself over there.
It's a great time.
It was good.
Your show went great.
Yeah, it was very good. Thanks to everyone who came.
At the Astor Theatre.
Yeah.
The podcast was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's good too. Yeah, it was good all round. Pretty good.
The only thing I'm shitty about is the stand-up show that I hosted. Thankfully, the lineup was fucking bananas. Larry Dean, Chris Ryan, yourself, Lawrence Mooney.
Bartlett.
Who else was on?
Bartlett.
Bartlett. That's right. Mickey Bartlett. My Northern Irish brother.
Yes.
What a fucking lineup. But I walked out and went to say hey. And it was as if you put some sort of curse on me for being courteous towards an audience.
Oh, righto.
Must have run over a gypsy taxi into the runway eventually on my fucking
I wasn't
on my way
intro.
To get over to Perth.
I wish. Good evening, Perth. Screaming. That's what you get real, from the world's greatest showman.
Oh, real year eight school choir.
Yes.
Sound coming out of my fucking throat at the minute. No good. So I've blown the voice box. I've got to avoid my wife at home. Make sure everyone doesn't get sick. I'm fine. I've just lost my voice. And I meant to fuck off to Edinburgh on Thursday for Daniel Sloss's wedding.
How do you yell at the kids with that? How'd today go? Screaming at kids.
Man, I've lost their respect.
Absolutely.
Because when you go, hey, they go, what the f- who's this?
Oh, if it's just back of the hand with no yelling, They don't. I don't pay as much attention. Sorry, yes, Loss's wedding this week. How you're going away for 3 days, yeah? 4 days?
Yeah. Over to Scotland for... Oh, 3 days. Friday lunchtime I land, Monday lunchtime I leave.
Oh, God. That is whirlwind, buddy.
Oh.
I'll be on my own next week, but I can get some digs in there. I'll write some stuff down that's been on my mind.
Please do.
Good
news, though. I've looked up... And I'm interested to hear people's opinions on this because my wife's very, her views on COVID are fucking March 2021.
Yeah.
I may as well just go to jail right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a bit more, hey, let's test in the day, but let's relax.
You can get on a plane now with positive tests as fucking earrings.
Mate.
If you want.
I can cough my way onto a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cough on the ticket as I hand it to them. I go, thanks, Cobber. Get in there.
Yeah.
It's just a tube for 30 hours. Who's it going to hurt?
Ah, nothing that these people haven't gotten before. You know, nothing they can't do to you, filthy, filthy pigs. from Patreon news, got a little message. I only just clocked it this evening. I haven't logged on there for a little while. I've got a couple of sets of Fort Jocks to send out to new business patrons. They should be turning up this week. If they don't, hit us up on the Patreon page and I'll get straight onto it. Australia Post have been turds lately, but anyway, if they don't turn up, I'll reship.
Thanks to everyone for getting around us at our Patreon. There at patreon.com/midflightbrawl. You get early ad-free episodes of this very podcast. You get our bonus, our spin-off pod, Land Larrikins, that we've got 60-odd eps out of Land Larrikins.
Oh.
Early access to ticket sales.
I mean, by some accounts, it's even better. It's like Frasier is to Cheers or Joni and Chachi is to Happy Days.
Well, I must say, the recent trilogy of the youth sport brawls.
Yeah, that was quite enjoyable.
One of my favourites. Oh, fuck, it's really good stuff. Just a good to get Warwick Capper in the mix here at MFVHQ.
At any stage, he's good.
Oh, by the way, Heggy, I've got an invite to his 60th.
What? Is it a red carpet event or something?
I don't know. Man, he's put on a thing. I think it's like an actual nightclub event. He was on our radio show the other day and there was some article in the paper about that he's invited all these people and Fee and Fev are like, mate, we made you. We made you post-career, mate. Where's our fucking invite? Just winding him up. And he's like, I've sent it. Warwick Capper 60. You'll love this. I'm going to show you just on Zoom here.
Oh, yeah.
This is the invite. At the top it says, in case you've been living under a rock, Warwick Wiz Capper is turning 60. Looks 29, acts 19.
Oh, my goodness. Yep.
Well,
he's got one of those, right?
He's got a live band playing featuring special guests, Boom Crash Opera, Taxi Ride, and more.
Oh. People living under a rock, what he means by a rock is the present. Goodness gracious. When is it? Where is it? Where are you going? I think you've weighed the location.
Oh, the thing's actually blurred out in the one that was in the – it's blurred out. That I've got the thing in my email. This is the one that we got sent for the show.
You had better go.
Fuck. Jeez, I want to.
Fantastic. Oh, it's fantastic.
Get a plus one. Bring you along. We'll film it.
One of our faithful listeners and patron, Aaron, is a greyhound trainer. And he's got some dogs that need names. So we need to...
Oh, great. See, again, I do have a feeling that what I like about this podcast is you get people from all walks of life.
Yeah.
You know, it's not
greyhound trainers and... Oh, yeah, go on.
It's not one mindset here at MFBHQ. I reckon there's going to be equal excitement towards the fact that old mate's a greyhound trainer and equal disgust.
Yeah.
But it's a society. It's 2023. You feel how you want.
These poor dogs need names, mate.
Let's get around a fucking dog's name. This will be sick.
Oh, man. I've got a couple of suggestions, but we should throw it open.
Well, this is as exciting to me as when I did the ads for Sportsbet and they let me name two greyhound races at the Ipswich greyhound track one night.
Oh, yeah. What'd you have? The Nick Cody Stakes?
No, there was Nick Cody live at the Trifford Stakes and the Mid-Flight Brawl Stakes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I don't think greyhound names can be that long because the race is very short. It's not like a horse's name. You can have three names. It's got to be a pretty short name. There must be a syllable limit, which rules out a few things that I would like to see.
Let me have rules on greyhound
names, how long they can be.
Well, it depends if they're doing the 297 metre or the 720.
Oh, hold on. A longer name for the longer race.
There you go. The name of any greyhound which includes more than 16 letters. Oh, no, that's in the UK. Fuck off.
Yeah, okay.
That was the UK. Oh, no. Oh, in America.
Well, I think a hybrid name is going to be order of the day. That's same. My hot tip.
Same here. Same here. 16 letters, including spaces and punctuation.
Oh, okay. Well, this will fit. For Falcon Chili.
Beautiful.
What do you reckon?
That's a fantastic name. Oh, 7, 8, 9. Great. I've got one that just comes in under the 16. It's 15 letters, including the space, and that is Status Arrested.
Oh, that's good. I mean, I've got one that's not even podcast related that comes in at 15, including spaces. JonBenet Ramsey. Do you reckon they let you do that sort of thing? No, even for greyhound racing, that is a bit rich.
Hold on. I'm just testing one quickly. Sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15,
16. Ah! What are you, 17? You can doctor it. Take a letter out.
Well, Heggie's manifesto, unfortunately, is 17.
We'll take the S off Heggie.
Heggie manifesto.
Yeah. Man, anyway, throw that open. Send us a message. Send Nick a message. I don't read them.
Yeah.
I don't know how. But
please send us a message on Instagram. Maybe I'll put up a little poll on Thursday. What should we name the greyhound?
All right.
It said no more. You can't have more than three words.
Yeah.
Mid-flight brawl, I reckon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Well, you could turn that into two words if you want.
13, 14, 15, 16.
Perfect. Yep.
16 with the two
spaces. I think there's more than one dog. So anyway, obviously we don't have the final say.
For Falcon Chili is a particularly great, shitty
gross, isn't it?
Greyhound name.
Yeah. I'd probably even bet on that. Hmm? If I saw that on the screen at the Welcome Stranger or something, I would just chuck a fiver on and go, I'm having that. Of course.
You have to. Why would you be at the Welcome Stranger? We'll be fucking there, wherever it's racing. In the owner's suite. I've three times been to the Mandra greyhound races.
Yep.
On a Thursday, Friday night down there in Mandra, south of Perth.
Yep.
And a little buffet dinner, watch the dogs get up close.
Same time.
Fun time.
No, at the same time, the buffet's close enough to watch the dogs.
Oh, mate, just put food on a plate and walk out. No one gives a shit. Okay. There's no rules. You're at the Mandra greyhounds.
Yeah. It's not a lobster buffet, is it?
There are seafood buffet nights. So I've not been lucky enough to attend.
I thought it'd be more of a beef steak me off and a big spoon of rice and some an ice cream scoop of mash.
How long's beef steak me off?
It's two words.
Hold on. Beef steak me off.
No,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
They won't let you have it.
Beef stroke me off. Oh. I reckon there's no better sport.
Man, we better get booting.
All right. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the app. Before we get in, though, each week if we're down the line from one another, Heggie's got a Zoom background with a grim past. It's generally a house, and I have
this
to guess
outside a house.
Fucking grub of the past live there. This is outside a house. This is
in your state.
Oh,
it's in a place called Mo, Victoria. Oh,
not Mo, you fucking idiot.
What is it?
Maui. Oh no, it's Greg Domasevich's house. It's a pig's head.
Yes.
Mate. Yes. Man. Hold on. More
I won't go into the whole story, but we said this before and we'll say it again. If you're going to throw a pig's head at an enemy's house, make sure he's not babysitting at the time, because pig's heads and toddlers, they don't mix.
It was the one accused of murdering Jade and Lesky.
Jaden Lesky, rhyming slang for Esky now.
Is it now?
Chuck a six back in the Jaden Lesky, will you?
Hold on. How long's Jaden Lesky? 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, we're going to stop this, mate. Let's get on with the episode. Let's go.
Let's get into the app.
All right, mate. This week, we're back on TUI Airways.
Oh, yeah, TUI.
Yes. And this is a flight from September 11, 2022.
People have forgotten.
Yeah, it's September 11. It's from Montego Bay, Jamaica to Manchester.
Whoa. Tune.
Brilliant. Good job. We're back.
I can't believe people are kicking off on a September 11.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they'd look at it anymore. No one cares about the date anymore. There's no, they don't have minute silence and stuff, do they, for that?
Yeah, surely.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
In the States?
Not on a plane, though.
No. Fuck no. Got to keep moving.
Like, you wouldn't even know. I don't think airlines want to allude to the fact that that's the date. Makes people uneasy.
Maybe they skip it like hotels with the floor 13.
Yeah. Oh.
They're just going, September 12. You're like, hey, but my phone says September 11. Nah.
Yeah. I've never enjoyed that. As a side note early on here, as the contagion of finding interest in grim shit seems to spread out a bit, Gary, shout out to our resident plane fight fact-finding researcher, he sent me this, and I quote, I was looking through notable deaths for September 11th, 2001, and for some reason they chose to include the hijackers of the planes as well. Just an example below, but there are a lot more, and it names the Al-Ghamadi and the Al-Hamzis and Al-Asnawis.
Mohamed Atta, he was the main one, wasn't he?
Yeah, it's got them all here. I mean, as facts go, they are quite notable, those people, earning them their rightful place.
Yeah.
On the notable deaths of September 11.
If not for them, the other names wouldn't be there.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, should they be thanked for making everyone else so notable that day? All those other people could just get lost in the mire of life, but no. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Does make you think.
This bloke today, his name is Wesley Haining. And I think this is as good a time as any to have a squiz at the life and times of your favourite actor and inspiration to your life and times, one Wesley Snipes.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see Wesleys that much.
By the way, Wesley, after last week, what was the bloke's name last week?
Meryl Darrell Fackrell.
Meryl Darrell Fackrell. After a Meryl Darrell Fackrell, a Wesley is not
a Wesley. It's nothing.
Two in a row. All right, here we go. Have you got a bio for him?
I have for Wesley Snipes, yeah.
He's
Wesley Snipes, actor, producer, martial artist, and tax evader.
I just got a message from the ATO actually.
Oh.
A week and a bit late on the old tax return.
Fucking keep on top of that, buddy.
On the old payment.
Yeah.
So I'm currently sharing the exact same bio as Wesley Snipes.
Yes. After a few bits and pieces, after being discovered by a talent agent at the age of 23 competing in a karate competition, Wesley, including, he was Michael Jackson's nemesis on the Martin Scorsese Bad video.
Was he?
This kicked a lot of things off for Wesley. Spike Lee took a shine to him when he saw it. New Jack City. Was that what he was in? He's in a string of unstoppable box office smashes after that. Always Bet on Black, White Men Can't Jump, the one with the stupid wraparound sunglasses, etc. He was everywhere, 90s, that bloke.
Blade,
that's the one with the stupid glasses on his face, isn't it? He also started in the 90s, late 90s, a security firm with his brother. That's the problem when bogans get cash, isn't it? Their dickhead relatives come to them with business ideas written on a napkin. They've got to say, oh, yeah, right, you're dead shit. I've been lucky. I've got all this money. Let's do it. Let's let's buy some uniforms adorned with Egyptian motifs and start the Royal Guard of Amen-Ra, providing VIPs with bodyguards who are trained in law enforcement and martial arts. So failed police who enjoy bashing.
Is that what the name of the company was?
Amen. The Royal Guard of Amen-Ra.
Wow.
It's what a, I mean, why do celebrities get businesses? They're fucking thickheads.
New money.
Lucky enough to have that. I know, but fuck.
But that's the problem. I think it's that mentality of like, I've pulled off almost the impossible. Such few people succeed at this high level. Mm. I can do anything else.
I'll tell you what.
Let's start a steak restaurant. Let's get a couple of hairdressers and a car wash.
We've talked about going to Bali. If patrons get up to 1,000, they get to 10,000, we should open a pop-up steak joint. I can cook steak. Who can't? Just open a steak joint. Should do that. Just a month-long pop-up steak joint in Melbourne until we get shut down.
Well, Melbourne's the last place you do. I can only imagine the fucking red tape required.
Yeah. We do it on the sly.
Queensland.
Just outside the MCG with my go anywhere barbecue.
Just get an ice cream truck, but just steaks, just to see the disappointment on all those kids' faces when you roll up.
Yeah.
I have a Thurbert Plieve Mifter. No, there's no sherbet here,
weak
bud.
Little fuckhead. Yeah.
You want a port house?
Yeah. In 2005, Wesley was in negotiations to fight on Ultimate Fighting Match against Fear Factor host Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Was Joe Rogan a martial artist before becoming an expert podcaster on everything?
Yeah, Joe Rogan was a champion, I believe, like a proper either American champ, Taekwondo.
No, okay.
Hmm.
What, did he go to the Olympics? They got Taekwondo in the Olympics, don't
they? No, I don't think Olympics. But was quite good. Taught, I think I've said it on here before, he taught a spinning back kick technique to Georges St. Pierre, who is widely regarded as one of the greatest UFC fighters of all time.
Oh, yeah.
GSP hit up Joe Rogan.
And said what?
The shredded thumb to come down and show him how to do this spinning back kick.
Oh, okay. And he taught him.
Yeah.
That, and then the guy kicked someone real hard.
He taught him, yeah. He's very good fighter, very knowledgeable about chons.
Great.
Punch-ons for the uninitiated.
What for the uninitiated?
Punch-ons. Punches. I said chons. Some people don't know what a chon is.
I didn't know the word chon.
You've never heard chon?
Punch-on.
Oh, there's a fucking chon.
Oh, okay. No.
I never heard chon.
No.
Yeah, punch-on.
Werribee speak.
It sure is.
Not privy to that. At the height of his fame, Wesley Snipes, and earning years, he didn't put any tax returns in. Time the reminder for the kids out there, get ahead of your tax. They'll come for you. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He ended up doing 3 years in the clink for it, 2010 to 2013.
Oof.
I didn't know. Wesley was in the clink on
And it actually sounds like
status arrested.
It sounds like a straight to DVD movie that he would do.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes in Status Arrested. It's got a
Well, here's an interesting bit of trivia as well about Wesley Snipes. On September 11, 2001, less than 2 years after the Y2K scare, Wesley's apartment in New York was destroyed by some nearby falling buildings.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, you talk about conspiracies, you know, like you do all the time, but you can't tell me they weren't after Passenger 57 himself that day. He was out of town, fortuitously. Anyway, this week we're looking at September 11, 2022, and a 45-year-old man by the name of Wesley Haining. Our Wesley is from Lyme Close, Salford, just outside Manchester. And as is standard for the English, they give us his fucking address so I can just go and find him, see if he's outside mowing his lawn when the Google car drives past.
That is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever made it onto have you ever seen the Google car out in public?
I've seen the car and tried to get on it, but I was in a bad position. You've done it, haven't you? I've seen you.
Yeah, myself and our mate, Bart Freeband, outside a cafe. Mate. Yeah. Must have been about 7 or 8 years ago in Brunswick. We saw the car. He saw it coming down the hill. And he's like, fucking get ready. If this is on, we're on here. And just both hands up. Hey.
And they fuzz your faces out, don't they?
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, Salford, beautiful place for drinking in pubs. Let's go around the grounds on a few places in Salford, Manchester. You could have gone to the Brown Bull Hotel, where in 1965 the owner refused large groups of tinkers, his words, not ours. So they came in. Tinkers, the Irish.
Oh, never heard that.
Oh, right. Well, we're all learning something today, aren't we? It's offensive now. So they came in singly and congregated and started fighting. Clever, isn't it?
Very good.
The bar got shut at 3 p.m. on a Saturday in keeping with the liquor laws of the time. And Simon O'Donnell wasn't impressed. So he launched his pint glass over the bar, smashing the bar up. His wife, Bridget, tossed around a few ashtrays.
Well, oh, the missus got him. Not a get out of here, Simon.
No. Nah.
I'll help you, Dale.
You just don't get that. You don't get large glass ashtrays anymore, do you?
For this very reason, I think.
Yeah, I know. Nanny state turned them all to plastic. Nothing like a 3-kilogram glass frisbee to ward off enemies in a bar fight. World's gone mad. Then the fun soured a little bit.
You should tape some lit darts into the little divots in there. You could get four in like a Bogan ninja star.
things turned bad when O'Donnell smashed a pint glass over Eileen Toohey's head.
Oh, no.
She needed 6 stitches. He picked up a stool to hit her with, but her boyfriend got in the way.
Oh.
So he threw the bar stool through the front window, got his mate to hold the boyfriend while he smashed a pint glass and jabbed him in the face with it 6 times.
Oh. Oh.
One of the original glassings, I would think.
Yeah.
Like that's a, you know, I thought we were at the forefront of that in Australia, but obviously it's been done.
Fucking Irish.
Yeah. 6 months in the clink and a £20 fine. That's not bad value. His wife, she got a £10 fine. That's it. We said this before, we'll say it again. When will women receive equal jail terms to their criminal husbands who hog everything in life, typically like the patriarchy have always fucking done? We saw it with your friend and hero, Roxy Jasenko, and her types with white-collar criminal husbands. Same old story. He goes to the big house. The only punishment she gets is she has to go on reality TV and start crying because she can't lift a fucking log over her head or some shit. That's it. Terrible. We need to start thinking about equality here.
True equality.
Mm.
I'm always very interested in that. Like my wife's not across the financials, as in doesn't know how the company works. But yeah,
that's what they all say in the end. This little bit of podcast might be used as evidence in the future. My wife knows nothing about the finances.
If I don't want to pay that ATO bill.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll be in the clink and she'll be claiming ignorance on the outside.
Oh, I'd love to also be like that, but the lights wouldn't be on. So.
Yeah.
Someone's got to be across numbers at some point.
It's not fun. You could go a bit more serene in Salford, though, and drink at the Brass Handles pub.
What was the first one? The Brown Bull?
Brown Bull. This is the Brass Handles. 2009, a gangland leader orchestrated a hit on a rival that he'd lost face in front of. They really don't enjoy a laugh at their own expense, these types, do they? Bobby Spears. He was in the box seat at the United game. He's on the phone to some hitmen so he had an alibi. He was at the game and he's ringing hitmen who's bumbling around with their jammed weapons, got them both killed in the Brass Handles.
Oh.
They were running up to the guy they're going to shoot and their guns jammed like in the movies.
Oh, no.
They got shot with their own weapons. Oh. That's how you do it, dickheads. And then bashed outside the pub by patrons.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As I lay there dying.
Awesome.
Some other people are, why you got guns in our pub? Kick. Dead. Spears.
That's, yeah. I've heard of salt into the wound, but punches into the bullet wound.
Oh, man. You're lying there bleeding. You're still getting punched. That's a bad end. Bobby Spears.
Normally it sort of ramps up.
Yeah.
Fists are being thrown. Someone kicks someone in the head. Fuck, someone's got a gun. This is, it's gone the opposite way. What a story.
Pistols. Bobby Spears got a life sentence for his part in that. He fled 3 days later.
Spain.
After the shooting to Benidorm.
Yeah,
in
there you
Spain.
Go. Of course. As Tupac once said, some things will never change.
Oh, man. Manchester police, they knew immediately where to look for him. Not near his apartment.
Maybe they've got an illegal setup like the Chinese did in New York. Did you see that in Chinatown the other week?
No.
FBI raided a building in China. There was a Chinese police station in Chinatown.
What?
Yeah. So there was a Chinese police station in Chinatown in New York.
Yeah.
That they're claiming the Chinese government knew about, were using it to crack down on dissidents in the US.
Oh, right.
And China's going, we got, what the fuck are you guys talking about? They're like, come on. We've just found an operating police station.
Yeah, right.
In New York. You're not allowed to do that shit. Maybe the English cops have one at Benidorm.
Oh, I'm sure there'd be English cops in Benidorm. Like, you'd pretty much, if you're in Manchester and you're looking for someone, they're not in their apartment, they're not at the game, they're in fucking Benidorm. That's how they found Bobby. Let's go. Anyway, we're none of those pubs.
He's probably at the park. That Aussie parents had, you know, pre-mobile phones. Mrs. Cody, is Nick home? Nah, check the park. You think over there it's check Benidorm.
We're not at any of those pubs, though, in Salford. We're, in fact, in Montego Bay.
Never gets old, but.
Oh, I imagine it will quite soon, actually. some of the articles mentioned that this was the 21st anniversary of the attacks, but they never bring it up again. Just a little tidbit to make the reader think before proceeding.
Mm.
Before getting on board, what do you reckon Wesley had been drinking? I'll give you a tenner.
Wesley from Manchester?
Mm.
I'm going to say pints. I'm going to just go pints of lager. He's had a few. Vodka.
It was his own bottle of Bacardi concealed. Fuck, it's not clear if it's a litre or not. I hope so. Bacardi's a drink that I for one have never even considered anyone else, let alone me, would ever drink it on its own. It's a daiquiri mixer.
Yeah.
It's a straight drink with nothing else. Yuck.
Yeah.
You got problems if you're drinking that.
I think there are maybe some white rums that you can have, you know, on ice, but
a small
I don't think
shot.
Bacardi's one of them.
Swigging from the bottle.
You ever do the
bottle of rum? That's more dark rum, isn't it? Pirate rum.
You ever do ever have a shot of the 151?
No, what's that?
That is a Western Suburbs 21st birthday party. Let's get a shot for the birthday boy.
Yeah.
Bacardi 151. So it's 151 proof, which is like 75.5%.
Okay. Yep.
And it's just knock your socks
almost
off.
Pure alcohol.
Yeah. Yuck.
Brilliant.
Taste as it sounds awful.
Yeah. Sounds shit. Would be shit. Air hostess Joanne Scullion, she was doing her rounds when she heard screaming and shouting coming from the back of the plane. And that's where Wesley was sitting. I used to be a back of the plane dweller, until they rammed that seat against the wall where you can no longer recline it. You used to be able to recline it. You recline all of them. And they wouldn't be able to really tell that you reclined.
And you
could just recline through takeoff, landing, whatever.
Yeah.
But now they've rammed an extra seat in somehow. So it's all right. You get off first, get out in the open air until COVID managed to kill off competence on top of kindness. And they don't even bother opening the back door anymore, do they?
Sometimes it's raining.
Yeah.
It's a bit windy.
Well, I got a twin prop to Canberra the other week and had to get off in the rain and walk across the tarmac, and there was just like an inch of water across the whole thing. Oh. Just enough to wet your feet through your shoes. It's fucking annoying.
Oh, you fucking... Come on, man.
What?
You can't be turning up to corporates with wet KT26s on.
Oh, no, I had had a pair of steel cap boots in my bag.
You didn't think to have those on for the wet ground?
Well, I had to pack them. I didn't have my bag. I was getting off the plane with my hand luggage.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, I didn't think to go to the back of the plane and put my fucking boots on. As Joanne walked towards him, a woman was walking in her direction crying. This was Wesley's girlfriend, who said he was pissed, horrendous, and being nasty. And if a woman approached me and said he's pissed, he's horrendous, and he's nasty, I'd tend to believe her. If for nothing else, just to appreciate someone can articulate a situation as well as that. Most of the time, they're just squealing fucking gibberish. You've got to figure out what's going on. Next thing you know, you get a punch in the head.
Yeah, I don't think this is the first time she's had to give a statement to a stranger.
Oh, it's not. No.
It's not?
No.
That's not, all right.
After being consoled by Joanne, she went back to her seat, and Wesley shouted that she was a fucking dickhead, a fucking idiot, and fucking stupid. I mean, dickhead's on its own there, but to get called an idiot and stupid, it's not bad.
I just said you're fucking stupid dickhead.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I haven't used tautology like that for at least a few minutes now. It's a really unintelligent, dumb thing to say, isn't it? Like, what are you? Why do it twice? At this point, Wesley was being very animated and aggressive, the reports state. He was warned about his behaviour, which he acknowledged. I couldn't even find out exactly how. You'd have to
assume. I'm so sorry. I'm being a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I'm being fucking stupid. I'm a fucking dickhead.
I'd say it's a bog standard. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that's
yeah.
Most people wave away getting admonished. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When meal service began, he became aggressive again, shouting.
What? Hold on.
Yeah.
So that's all that's happened. This is on what? Board. He's swearing.
Yeah. Calling his
yelling at the missus.
Fucking dickhead. Yeah.
Jesus.
He became aggressive again. He's shouting, I am the victim here. She started it. She's a fucking dickhead. Victimhood, that's for anyone now, isn't it? It really is. The sky's the limit when it comes to victimhood, TM. He's becoming more and more intimidating, it said, and was told he was no longer going to be served alcohol.
Well, here we go.
Bit of an empty threat. He hadn't finished the primer he had before getting on board. Quite usefully, he got handed a notice of violation.
Which he then ripped
said
up
to that.
Get fucked.
Pretty close. He said, I don't give a fuck. And he's whipped out the Bacardi.
I reckon the one thing that every one of these responses has had in common across all of our episodes is when someone gets given a note, fuck is getting yelled back at whoever. It's in there somewhere.
Absolutely.
Fuck off. Get fucked. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. They should learn from that, because it's giving a note is, it's never succeeded. Not once.
Yeah, but also, yeah, it's a
waste of paper.
But it's like drinking. It's like drinking when you play pool. You know, by the time you get really good at pool, the drinks you're having when you're really good at pool haven't kicked in yet.
Yeah.
You know, so it's already too late. It's almost, you can't give them a note early. You can't go, mate, I can just see you giving your partner the side eye there. You've got a neck tat.
Yeah,
you're drinking rum. Here's a note just before you do whatever you're going to do. You can't get in early and intervene because they can sue you for discrimination or something. By the time the note's handed out.
Yeah, I know.
The horse has bolted.
It's too late. I think it's illegal. It's like cops having to yell out stop three times before they belt the shit out of someone who's like a shoplifter or something. Same thing, just legalities. It's not very environmental. The captain was notified about an unruly passenger. Well, he'd been notified because he gave him the paper. But due to them being over the Atlantic, an emergency landing was not possible, obviously, fuckheads. He was told to watch out for a child sitting next to him who wanted to get past when he got up out of his seat. I got to say, I got I got no respect for children in the way of me wanting to do anything either. Get your head out of your goddamn Game Boy, you little bastard. Get your legs out of the way and sit up. As an adult trying to move. In response, Joanne said, look, watch out, there's a child trying to get past. Wesley told Joanne, you don't fucking speak to me like that. I'm going to sue you if you touch me.
Oh, Jesus.
Then.
He's gone blue collar to white collar pretty quick.
Yeah. Wesley, well, he switched back here. He told Joanne that she needs to get run over by a fucking black cab. Quite specific. Then he raised his fists and punched one into the other palm. That's an old-fashioned move. You don't really see that often in these modern times. Yeah,
yeah, that's a fucking bully from Happy Days, I reckon.
Yeah, doing a pretty bit of much. Another steward, or as you say, male stewardess, had to step in between them to stop further escalation. Joanne, she should have got a punch in at this moment. What an opportunity. Just reach around and punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Sorry, doing it. His girlfriend was moved to a different seat, but his behaviour continued.
Hold on. What about the child?
Oh, the child got the fuck out of there, I think.
Oh,
I don't know. Doesn't say. There's a kid sitting next to them. I don't think they'd put the kid back next to him. That'd be crazy, JetBlue move.
Joanne was assaulted first.
Mm.
You have not been assaulted yet, mate. You just needed to get past, go for a piss, you're fine.
Yeah. Upon landing, the Greater Manchester Police made a move.
Status arrested.
This is where Shannon must have been full of planes or something, or the pilot had a date with in Manchester that evening. Who knows? Because first sign of land, Shannon should have been straight there. See you, dickhead.
Yeah, I'm starting to think maybe some pilots are on the payroll or something. We'll give you 10% of the food sales if you just pull into Shannon if there's any.
Yeah.
If there's any trouble on board.
You joke about that. I wouldn't say that's too far off for some. There's got to be pilot discretion of, no, I'm getting to fucking Manchester. My wife said I've got to get home.
Yeah, can someone let us know? Because I know we've got a lot of flight attendants and pilots that listen to us and people working throughout, but the flight attendants and pilots would know best. Look, can you just send us a message? Are you punching through with the flight? Do you ever go, fuck, I'd rather, I've got to be home for something. Let's just turn this around.
Or you can turn it into a double shift if you do pull over. I don't know. Love to know. Wesley admitted to the offences and apologised while being interviewed. And during this interview, he was said to be unsteady with glazed eyes and he was clearly drunk. Tip for young novices, don't do interviews pissed. Don't even talk. Just leave it alone. Say the word lawyer at best. He was released on bail, later pleaded guilty at Manchester Magistrates Court. Busy old joint, that.
Poor. Very busy. I went past on my bike today, past Melbourne Magistrates Court on the way home from radio.
Ding
saw
the bell.
Saw a camera guy that I've seen a few times now. I know his face. Yeah. I'm riding past that court. Great. I'd love to pull up. At some point, I just want to, love to pull over. I hope that's fine in 2023. G'day, champ. Who are you looking out here for today?
Of course. Yeah, you can do that. Or just stand there watching for two
minutes.
Can
you go into court? Can you go into court for a squiz? Are you allowed to
do
that?
Absolutely, you can. I've done
and
it.
Why can't you sit outside? Because driving past the airport the other day, we were filming something for the show, and we had to go out past Tullamarine, and we saw the area, the plane watching area, and there was a hot dog and ice cream van set up and everything.
What do you mean? Nerds going just to the back fence?
Yeah.
Near the runway?
Yeah, but there were food trucks there.
Oh, I wouldn't eat it.
But that should be at the magistrates, just a little, like a New York food cart on the sidewalk.
Well, there could be our steak van, buddy. Steak in a cone.
Having a steak outside the magistrates. Little pop-up.
That'd be good. Cut it up, toothpick steak. Wesley.
Popcorn steak.
A popcorn steak, yes. That'd be good.
What would happen if you crumbed it and deep fried it?
Well, it'd be like a crumb beef.
Crumb beef, but that's been that's had the shit punched out of it, hasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Shit cuts. Sat on.
Mouldy.
How many priors do you reckon Wesley had? I'll give you it in dollars if you get this, and I'll be judging you and just how predictable your mentality is here.
How
do
many
you go
what?
Low priors, convictions?
Oh.
Do you go low and try to get some reliable cash or go for the big one like Brewster did? Hit for the fences.
Yeah. I'm shooting for the fucking stars. I'm saying 38.
Oh, no. 51 previous offences on record, 22 convictions. I would have taken either.
Yeah.
Most recent of which was a 5-month jail term suspended for 12 months for fraud by false representation. This one had a little squiz. His girlfriend, Rebecca Ferris, crashed a car while pissed. She said to a witness, "Don't tell anyone. I'm running away, trying to get away from my boyfriend, Wesley. That's why I'm driving pissed." The witness dobbed anyway.
I laughed too early then. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a feel-good snitchy. Rebecca went home and ransacked her own house and rang the filth to say she'd been burgled and they took the car.
Oh.
Classic. The police said, "Are you sure you're not bullshitting? Now's the time to fess up before you sign a false report and try to get insurance." She said, "No, I'm all right. Give me a pen. Wesley will sign it too, won't you, Wesley?" So they both did. Got done for insurance fraud, among other shit. Just got suspended sentences. Rebecca has a special needs child who requires her care, so she avoided jail. Brilliant. Got to be good for something, don't they? And I know before the switchboard lights up, everyone's good for something. Don't worry about it. Wesley's defence in the air rage incident, Patrick Buckley, his defence lawyer, Patrick, said he's been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder after he was the victim of a shooting about 2 decades ago. And he's had a troubled relationship with alcohol, which has been the root of all his behavioural issues. Same for all of us, mate.
Yeah.
Except the shooting. The judge said he had no alternative but to pass a custodial sentence. Wesley, how much time in jail do you reckon he got?
I'm going to say, with all that, the judge is saying, I've got to give him something.
Mm.
I can't just let him get away. So it's not going to be too big. It's going to be, I'll say 2 months.
Nah, he's given him 20 weeks. Sounds like he's a baby.
Yeah.
The week's bullshit. Hold on.
Is that 5 months?
5 months, yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad. Good guess. That's pretty good value actually for the like to have 51 prior arrests, 22 convictions, and you still just get 5 months for going mental on a plane. Fuck, I've seen people first offence go to jail for 3 years.
Yeah,
so he's done all right.
Once again, no fucking idea when it comes to putting people away for sky crimes.
There's no mandate for any of it.
No,
that's pretty good. A few comments were shared by experts on the internet, and I've been really enjoying these to round out an episode. Let's round it out with some wise words from the Brains Trust. Imagine commenting on anything at all but the fucking news. Commenting on the news. Unbelievable. Overwhelmingly a crime and punishment theme to the comments.
I'll probably be on the project again soon. Continue.
Yeah, but I mean... You're not under a news clip on the internet going, too bloody right, you know. This is what should happen to this guy. You know, should it? You fuckhead. Who's reading these that's important besides me? Not a lot.
How long until, you know, we already put tweets in news articles. How long until the judge, you know, says, well, I've made my decision, but let's go to the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
For the next 5 minutes, you can all log in, vote, yes, no. You know,
let's see what Jadenhead77 reckons.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Oh, on that, got a new, from my nephew at the Gold Coast, sent through a new spelling for Jaden.
Oh, nice.
He clocked one. He said a big bloke, about 18, tattooed, tribal, tattoos.
Yeah.
And his name was Jaden. How was it spelt?
Oh, I'm going to, J-A-I-D-O-N.
No. J-D-E-N.
Oh.
Just four letters.
No, no vowel after the J.
No. Like those cool kids' clothing or fucking bands now. Take all the vowels out. Jaden. Anyway. It's not like they're always commenters on these news items. They're always fucking going for it.
Was that just because the parents before they've named him have secured the Queensland personalised number plate first?
Oh, maybe. Or the pen was running out on the birth certificate thing. Yeah, not a lot of new age people saying go easy on crime in their, you know, voicing their progressive rehabilitation theories in news comments. Generally the opposite. Jasper says,
well,
chuck
as I
the
said,
key away.
Yeah, I always thought that until my mum got punched out in the drive-thru of a Hungry Jack's.
Oh.
And I thought, that guy should probably be set on fire.
Yeah.
But good news, he got nothing. So don't worry about it.
Brilliant. Know who it is? Put him on the list.
Yeah, we found, yeah. Oh, this was years ago.
Yeah.
My sister found out and told my dad, I think we've spoken about on here before. My sister found out and Dad and I were just fucking going to go kill him. It was took a good talking down from my mum and sister.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I know it's smart and everything. You feel pretty good doing it.
Can you say stuff like that on air?
I don't know. Don't do it, anyone. Everything's alleged. Just a theory. Count De Monet says, lock him up and throw away the key. Or would you prefer that the aircraft was lost with all the people, but then lessons would be learnt?
Well,
bit of a horse bolts one there.
Yeah.
Don't wait until it's too late. Lock people up forever for doing something.
There is something too, I guess, in that, you know, now with social media and everything, if you get tied to a seat and bashed and then that video gets over a certain amount of views and you can't get a job for a bit, that may actually be more helpful than jail.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just a public beating in the sky.
Yeah.
Embarrassment. You've been shamed.
Yeah, you have. Look, you probably, I don't know about the never working again thing though. That's very American.
Oh, no, definitely.
Where you just cannot get a job anymore. Not allowed to work in your profession or anyone. You just got to go down, which is really sticking it to the lower classes again, saying you've got to be a lowly cleaner or fucking bricklayer or something sucked in. It's, you'll never work in something you want to do ever again. It's weird. You know, fucking, I don't know.
Yeah, have you said that before? I heard Jerry McGowan was talking about that.
Was he?
He's on building sites, the home of the cancelled.
Yeah. Well, like, uncancellable, from what I've heard, on sites. Good luck cancelling someone who does that. Although, having said that, good luck cancelling a comedian. Doesn't fucking work. People have tried. So who cares? If anything, it makes them more popular. Caribidus, and a couple of the, oh, and this is the last one, I think. Yes. Oh, no, there's two more, a couple more. Caribidus says, I stopped, this is always, there's a lot of me in these. I stopped using aircraft years ago because I witnessed a similar incident with a female shouting and stagger down the aisle. When I could travel, I used trains abroad. So much more civilized.
Wow.
So,
fuck. Don't know what train this bloke's getting on.
Yep.
And imagine stopping flying because you saw a drunk chick. Who gives a fuck?
I know. Pretty
That's
good.
That's funny. That's fun. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
And it has not been maybe, what do you reckon, 15% of the stories we've covered have been female perpetrators?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. They're always fun. You know, there's occasionally one that goes a bit over the top.
Yeah.
But generally they're pretty funny. The Nana. Always think of the Nana.
Oh, yeah.
On the Australia to New Zealand flight. Did he headbutt a bloke or bite him?
Yeah, but you I mean, you hear there's Nanas and then there's Nanas. Like,
yeah.
I don't know that the word Nana should be used for one who's under 50.
Yeah.
He's still pretty nimble. There's someone here called I Know Much More Than You. That's a good name for your internet persona. He's got loser written all over his forehead. Well, I don't think he does. Someone else here. Final one.
But that person does know more than us. So maybe.
Oh, yeah. They can see invisible ink.
Yeah.
Last one here. Funeral addict says, It would have only taken a few blokes to do what they should have done, throw him off head first.
Nice.
So not much knowledge of physics, but still I like the cut of his Marky Mark jib.
Yeah.
If I were there.
Yeah. I like the they're going to do the start of the Dark Knight Rises and open the plane and just throw someone out.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's how it works. Give them the old and stay out.
Yeah.
I don't know if that works on aircrafts. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks so much for listening. You know, we do knock internet commentators, but we also would like to hear and see your reviews on iTunes. So make of that what you will.
Oh, yeah.
Get on there.
Only nice bloody ones.
Bloody subscribe. Leave a nice rating. Leave a nice review. We do appreciate it. Even the fun. I don't know if you saw the latest one, Heggy.
No.
There was a great one. Looks like a username. Fan of yours, obviously, because he said, Heggy's funny, but Cody is a cunt.
Oh, right. Here we go. No, I didn't see that. I did, though.
A lot
see
of capitals made me laugh a lot.
I did, though, see that we're back on the charts in Cambodia.
Oh, thank God.
We're back, baby. Number 38, something like that.
The world's healing. Get on our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl for bonus episodes, our spin-off Land Larrikins, early access to live show ticket sales, early access to our main MFB pods. And for those tickets, Newcastle is on sale now and Brisbane is also on sale now. Brisbane, July 14, Newcastle, June 3rd, midflightbrawl.com for those tickets. Heggy's on tour all over the shop, lukeheggy.com.
Yep. Get around.
We'll see you somewhere for a beer.
Righto.
See you later.
See you, mate.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Mid Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.